Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Hello there.
And Guido.
Hello.
We are in the final week of...
He's Batman.
...month, which is Guido's pick. But before we get to Guido's pick, guys, it's Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean...
White meat, dark meat, all it will is. Be carved.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving side?
Oh.
Yeah, what side do you need to have?
Stuffing.
Or it's not Thanksgiving?
Stuffing.
Wait, what's in it? Is it oyster stuffing? Is it Russian stuffing?
No.
Don't make that face, Tammy.
It's just your basic stuffing.
It's stuffed in the turkey. I've said this before. I like it a little soggy.
I do too.
I like a soggy stuffing.
I like an oyster stuffing.
I like to feel like I might get salmonella from it. So
or
I'm
a mushroom
about it.
Stuffing.
Mushroom stuffing is fine.
Okay.
Not oyster stuffing.
I've never had an oyster stuffing.
My dad makes these stuffed mushrooms that are just killer. He gets a mushroom the size of your fist, and he stuffs it with crab meat and...
That's not Thanksgiving stuffing.
It is his Thanksgiving. I know.
You could get that any other time of the year.
You could, but I don't.
You're saying basic Thanksgiving staples.
No, that's...
Stuffed mushrooms.
That's his...
I have that for Thanksgiving.
This is why I don't go to Italian Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah?
Tell me about how much you need to have macaroni and cheese.
We don't have macaroni and cheese.
No, we don't have macaroni and cheese.
They also make weird yams.
What?
We don't have yams in my house.
What do you mean weird yams?
Your dad's yams are very different than my dad's yams.
Because your dad's yams are fucking bullshit. My dad's yams are better.
Your dad...
Take that.
Has regular, like, he slices them up and he mixes it with, like, walnuts and...
Well, that's on top. He makes a praline
cinnamon
top.
Oh, so it's more like a casserole.
It is a casserole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we never... I know your family did because Taylor doesn't like regular potatoes. Our family, we've never had sweet potatoes ever at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we do. We do the ones with the marshmallows on the top.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, gotta have that.
We do coleslaw at our house because Mimi makes coleslaw.
Okay. Let me ask you. I've never done coleslaw.
Yeah, I know. Most of the other people don't, yeah.
Your cranberry sauce, is it in a can? Does it look like a fucking can?
Mine looks like a can. My mother will make homemade cranberry sauce, but I will not touch it because it's gross.
Yeah.
And I need indents in my cranberry sauce.
I like it in the can.
I love it in the can. I'm the only one that eats it, too.
Matt.
I like cranberry sauce. With the cranberries in it, like I do not discriminate. I like the tartness of cranberry sauce.
What part of the bird are you putting on your plate?
Well, usually what would happen is my house that would basically either be carved up or pulled apart before we get to it. So I just, you know, do a healthy...
A white meat.
And a dark meat.
I don't like dark meat.
See, I just grab... It's all there on one... It's all there in one plate now. So you just take a fork and you grab a couple pieces and you move to the next station.
It's a whole tray.
Mm.
I like a drumstick and a thigh.
Oh, you sure it's not wrapped around in linguine or in the deep red sauce? And this with this little
First of all, lower the volume on your hands, motherfucker.
You sure it's not stuffed with tortellini or prosciutto?
The fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
It's not glazed with gabagool.
Oh, that's true. Your definition of gravy is very different than
Don't
ours.
Don't start with
Your
me.
Your definition of gravy is very...
No one's
now,
eating red gravy for Thanksgiving, assholes.
How are you making the gravy at Thanksgiving? Because this is a big...
Oh, well, first of all, I like to...
It's a big difference in my opinion.
I like to fry the chopped up hearts and giblets in a pan
You're
full
so
of butter.
You're so full of shit.
And then...
He's never made gravy.
That's how you make gravy.
You have personally never made
that's
gravy.
That's how my mom makes gravy.
I have made gravy.
When?
Well, I can't tell you specifically what year
exactly.
I've made it.
Exactly. Because you've never made it from
I have.
Scratch. You don't use gravy.
You know what? Fine. It was 2013, bitch. There you go. I made it 2013. How the fuck would you know?
What did your dad do? We do Thanksgivings lots.
Well, probably.
So,
you guys
he,
do a lot
what
of
What he does is he gets a big old pot, and he, you know, with
Stop
tomatoes.
It. Stop
the tomato
it.
Sauce.
Stop
throws
it.
Meat in there.
Fucking hate this.
He's slicing the garlic with the razor blade.
He's got to smack a few kids
on the head with a wooden
I'll
spoon.
Smack you.
And sitting there, let it simmer really good.
It was dark. It looked like the drippings.
Oh.
But it wasn't thick like gravy. It was like au jus or something.
Well, here's the question. Was there lobster in it?
Defense me, lobster, don't you?
Was there lobster in it?
There's no lobster.
There's lobster in the chipino. Okay.
There's lobster in the chipino, which is then put into the stuffed mushroom.
Well, a langoustine's just a small lobster.
Stuffing in.
And well, that's Christmas.
Speaking of seafood, and tell us about your Batman pick.
My Batman. Is the Battinson.
Aww.
I think he was a really good Batman, guys. I mean, you should...
What have you picked for He's Batman? Tell us your Batman pick, but about your Batman, and then tell us about your movie.
Okay. Well, I mean, to be fair, all I know about my Batman is that I didn't really expect much when I heard he was going to be Batman, and then I saw the movie, and I thought it was dark, and maybe I didn't have the best experience like the first time. I knew that I liked it, but I knew that I could like it more if I just watched it at home with the lights off, you know? But it is good, gritty, long, like, format Batman. And he doesn't play a beefy Batman, but he's like, I think he's a younger, like, earlier version of the Batman, you know?
And it's our Pats. It's Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
Did I not say?
No, you did. You said the Pattinson.
Well, yeah. I mean, Batfleck's good. He's a beefy Batman. Pattinson is more wiry. Okay, so he was in a movie called The Lighthouse.
Tell me, what's a timberman want with being a wiki?
Just looking to earn a living. It's like any man. Starting new.
On the run. Keeping secrets, are you?
No, sir.
Watch you spill your beans. Watch you spill your beans.
Black and white movie set in the early 1900s, late 1800s.
Directed by Robert Eggers.
Yeah, of course. And it had a budget of $11 million, but it made $18 million. So that's pretty good.
That's actually shocking.
That's not bad.
I can't believe it cost $11 million to make.
For an A24 movie, you know.
That's not bad for an A24 movie to turn a profit like that.
Especially with two people driving the movie. You know, no one else is in it.
And I'm sure, most of the cost went to the two people. Because this is post-Twilight Robert Pattinson. He probably asked for a decent amount.
Mm-hmm.
And his co-star probably asked for a decent amount.
Okay.
Yeah. What did you think when I chose this, Howard?
Well, and of
have you seen this?
And of him as Batman.
So here's the thing. I don't like that movie, the Batman movie.
Mm.
But I like everyone in it. Can I say that?
It's a very good bat card.
I think it's
so awesome.
Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman is
smoking.
Unbelievable. I love Colin Farrell as the Penguin. I don't mind Robert Pattinson as Batman. I just don't really like that movie. I think it's long and boring and dark, and I have no idea what's going on in it.
Does it insist upon itself?
No, it's just boring. You can't see anything in it. And this is a universe where you can't ever see anything, and you can see nothing in this movie.
Well, you can't have film noir without a little noir. But no, okay.
But I don't hate him as Batman. I have seen The Lighthouse. I was not excited to watch it again. Or talk about it. But
but you fancy me lobster, don't you?
I don't fancy lobster.
Neptune strike ye down.
Hark!
I hate
Hark!
I hate farts. I don't ever want to hear Willem Dafoe.
You've never farted?
Jerk off. I don't ever want to hear any of this ever again. It's so gross. And yeah.
Get off!
Ew, stop. Disgusting. So gross. This is vile. I'm going to throw up.
Hasta lasagna.
You're killing Tammy.
Don't get any on you. Tammy, what'd you think? You really need to have an appreciation of art to appreciate this movie.
I'll say it later because it was really funny. I have no opinion on either of those movies because I never saw Robert Pattinson as Batman and I never saw this movie.
You always try to get her to watch it the night she comes home from like either teaching or a whole day with the kids or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says it every time. And you put that movie on, you turn the lights off. It is a very slow-paced movie.
It's dark.
Will you watch Emo Batman with me?
And she falls asleep.
Every time.
You've tried twice.
Well, she does the same thing to Dune.
You don't tell her to hang on, Spider Monkey, so she has no idea what to do.
I'll give or her he'll monkey, like put it on when we're in bed. Like, that is the place that I sleep.
Is it?
Of course I'm going to.
Because last night was the couch.
Yeah, because I was coughing and I got out of bed and slept on the couch so that I didn't disturb your ass.
Thank you. Very nice. Considerate. Okay.
Matt?
Yeah, I had seen The Pattinson because we went and saw it in theaters together.
Did you fall asleep?
I did not fall asleep.
Shocking.
I mean, yeah, you would have thought I would. It's good. It's, again, it's like what would it be like if David Fincher made a Batman movie? Could we get David Fincher? No, he's too expensive. What if we get someone else?
So a bad David Fincher.
Because we can't get Batfleck because he's recovering from his bender. So
which one?
One of his many.
The most recent one. So we need something. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make the movie Zodiac, but we're going to put Batman in it. And we're going to make the Riddler the Zodiac. I'm hoping, because I still haven't watched it, I'm hoping that if we watch The Penguin, hopefully it'll like flesh out this universe just a little bit better.
Apparently an amazing show.
I put it on my watch list.
It's still, for me, it was just still too soon.
I just think it was like, it was such an odd... Everything was odd. Like, him as Batman, and then the Colin Farrell as the Penguin, and doing that whole very different Penguin arc, we'll say. Mm-hmm. Like, making him almost like a gangster.
Well, and the then Penguin's doing, always a gangster.
I know, but, like, you know, not the Danny DeVito thing.
Yeah.
And then, and not the, like,
just want to be pure. Know?
And then the Riddler thing, and making him kind of like an incel with the duct tape face, and, like, everything was, like, a weird off choice. And I'm not saying that's bad. It's just very different than what anyone is used to.
Well, and I mean, you're conditioned three movies in a row of great Batman with a certain style.
But if you're going to be different, you have to be good and different. And I don't know if they were good and different. They were just different.
I would have been cool if they went like full on like Brave and the Bold Batman universe where it was all just goofy. Well, not goofy shit, but like back to your Adam West sort of style thing. As a contrast, at this point, though.
Well, this guy did the War of the Planet of the Apes, so maybe they were, I don't know.
Oh, no, I like the director. I think he's a very good director. I don't know if I like the way that it's going. But maybe the second one will be better because the Penguin and all that stuff, like, it, you know, we'll never know.
But then also to finish, yes, I have seen The Lighthouse before. I've seen it many a times.
You've seen it more than once?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why?
That would be the definition of many.
Because Robert Eggers is the A24 version of Christopher Nolan.
Oh, because, you know, he has a cult following.
Guy's awesome.
Yeah, the Northman slapped.
Man.
I love the Vivitch.
Well, let's get into it, shall we?
Well, let's get into it.
All right.
Also really excited to talk about it.
Hang on, butternuts.
Oh, the Batman Part 2 comes out in 2026.
Pattinson?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know.
We're getting more Pattinson?
Yes. Yeah, we're getting more Pattinson.
This is okay.
They're at least contractually obligated for at least two.
Fine. Yeah, so it's still Colin Farrell.
He had his kid. He's good.
This particular Lighthouse came out in 2019 and was directed by, of course, Robert Eggers, and it was shot in a gloriously square 1.19:1 aspect ratio.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck you are able to sit there and watch that on your TV. You're always like, I need the bigger, and then...
I have a good contrast ratio, so I didn't even see the bars.
What do you mean you didn't even see the bars?
I didn't see the bars, lad! Did you know that this movie was nominated for an Oscar and won an Academy Award? Jaron Blaschke is the cinematographer, and he determined that 1.19:1 format endowed footage with a greater sense of confinement. So while amplifying the physical isolation of the characters in their environment, and the film was shot in that ratio, so... The Lighthouse is a penis, says Eggers. Critics appreciate this movie's beauty, creativity, emotional impact, technical skill, and its ability to evoke thought and discussion. So, you know, you really got to look internally for your true interpretation of what you saw. So, this starts in the 1890s. We see Ephraim Winslow, who is played by Robert Pattinson. And he begins a 4-week stint as a wiki, or a lighthouse keeper, on an isolated island off the coast of New England, under the supervision of former sailor Thomas Wake, played by Willem Dafoe. First things first, this place looks terrible. It's dark, it's dingy. You can almost smell the acrid coal smoke and filterless tobaccos. It's just gross.
Is this an actual lighthouse where they filmed?
Yeah.
You want to know the
reason? It's also a penis.
Yeah, got that.
All right.
Did you look up the reason why he wanted it in black and white?
Tell me.
Because if it was in color, they would both, looking at how their outfits were from on the set sort of pictures from behind the scenes, Robert Pattinson looked like Mario. Like he's wearing a red hat, blue stuff,
red shirt, blue overalls.
And you know what? That is so it looks better in black and white because they're trying to choose which gray to achieve
here's
that.
Here's the thing. I know not all of his movies are black and white. But if you ask me, I would assume all of his, because they're all so muted in color. I know the witch is not in black and white.
The Vivitch.
But it looks like it's in black and white. So does The Northman. Like, all of his movies weirdly look black and white, even though they're not.
He's got a style.
Until you get, like, a pop of color, like in The Northman with the Valkyrie.
Or he uses it as a device. Upstairs in the crew quarters, Wake takes a nice long piss in a pot, punctuating each dribble with a juicy fart. Winslow discovers a hole in his mattress for placing dicks, and inside was a small scrimshaw of a mermaid with fat tits.
Fat tits.
He keeps it in his jacket to beat to later. They sit down for their first dinner, and Wake offers a toast, but Winslow doesn't want to drink, so he toasts with water like a bitch. Winslow almost dies because the fresh water is actually fetid sea bile. He'll need to clean that later. So Wake immediately proves to be a very demanding asshole. He tells Winslow to empty the chamber pots, maintain the machinery, carry barrels of kerosene up the stairs.
It's not even just the chamber pots. He shits in his chamber pot.
Yeah, what else are you supposed to do? That's what they do.
It's for pee. It's for number one.
So where are they supposed to poop?
Outside.
You shit in a pot. There's no field.
You don't.
There's no buffalo. You cannot shit out there.
What they probably could have done was they could have set up a porta potty that like sat on the side and then it just like shit over the cliff.
Would they use the clamshells to wipe themselves?
Have you bared your ass to a thunderstorm? Have you tried to shit in a rain?
I'm sorry. I live in the good US of A.
We live in modern times.
I've never been
You can do that literally anywhere, Tammy.
I've never
You don't have to be in the USA.
I've never had to shit in the woods.
I pooped off a bridge once.
Yeah, we know.
I love telling that story. Okay, so...
Wait, haven't you pooped in the yard?
No.
Why do you say that then?
Because Matt shit in our yard.
No, because you saw someone shit.
That's an urban legend.
You saw someone shit in a field? You saw someone shit in a field and that was Tammy?
Well, no, it was like, it was about shitting in the yard because like Carol was complaining about it and then we were like, oh no, that's just Tammy
shits in the yard.
Tammy shits in the
yard. But didn't you say you saw someone like poop in a field or something?
Someone piss in a field. Popping a squat and pissing in an Oktoberfest.
Oh.
And she
was probably me too.
No, because she stood up and was like, I'm not, hell yeah, I'm pissing over here.
It's an amalgam of women pissing, Guido shitting off a bridge.
Amalgamation.
Was that Oktoberfest that I peed behind a tree?
I don't know. No, I wasn't there with you at that October. I was there with Randall and his cousin.
We went with you one time, though.
Yeah, we went together one time. This was another one.
Winslow observes that every night after ascending the lighthouse, Wake takes his clothes off and suns himself in the light. He's just getting all that vitamin D. And as
it's definitely D.
All the D. As time passes on the island, Winslow begins to hallucinate about some logs and a screeching siren mermonster, which makes him horny. So he masturbates to the mermaid on the scrimshaw.
God, stop.
After adding chalk to the cistern, Winslow is bothered by a one-eyed seagull. It's definitely not another penis with wings. But
one-eyed seagull.
Wake warns him against, killing seabirds. It's bad luck to be killing seabirds.
It is bad luck to be killing seabirds.
Bad luck to
especially albatrosses. One evening while dining, Wake reveals to Winslow that his previous wiki died after losing his sanity, while Winslow reveals that he is a former timberman from Maine who is stationed in Canada and is now seeking a new trade. That night, Winslow forgot his smoke in the lighthouse, So when he grabs them, he notices just above him that Wake is aggressively spraying foamy ropes of cum all over the floor. Some of the hot jizz falls into Winslow's open mouth. Tastes better than the cistern, he says. Fun fact, all of the cum in this movie is shot in color and from dicks.
No, it's not.
This film is high art, you see. It appeals to the best elements of human nature. These works make us better and more cultured as individuals. The
You know when James Lipton was still alive and he used to ask those questions of like, what
sound? I love James Lipton.
What sound or noise do you love? What sound or noise do you hate? My sound or noise that I hate would be Willem Dafoe beaten off to fucking... lantern mermaid light.
Spider-Man.
The fart.
Spider spunk. Oh my God. Spider spunk.
Don't we also see like some sort of like tentacle up there?
Oh yeah. So the day before the scheduled departure, Winslow discovers a dead gull inside the cistern, making the drinking water even worse. Not sure how the seagull opened the hatch. It's got no fucking thumbs. But he is attacked by a one-eyed gull, and he brutally bludgeons it to death. He simply grabs it by the neck and repeatedly smashes it against a rock, sending blood and pieces of bone everywhere.
So when he finds the mermaid titties, is this a hallucination?
Yes.
Is all of it hallucination?
Yes.
Yes.
The entire movie's hallucination.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware, but these are not the most healthy people.
Okay.
Okay. They have mercury, lead poisoning, and
the coal,
to mention mercury and lead is in the fucking air.
The jizz everywhere.
So
it's probably even scurvy too.
Oh, they talk about the scurvy. When your teeth fall out of your head.
They're drinking like wine every night. They're fine.
Oh, well. So,
the scurvy.
One of them isn't. Ephraim Winslow. He's
not a drinker.
He's not a drinker.
Because he's not supposed to be drinking while you're working.
He doesn't want wasted, though.
I mean, eventually. Certain walls break down, you know? A storm hits the island, a la Bird Murder. Winslow and Wake board up some windows. They pull in a lobster trap, spend the night getting drunk and swapping stories. Unfortunately, the storm prevents the lighthouse tender from collecting them the next day, so Winslow is super hungover because he got drunk last night. As Winslow empties the chamber pot that's got a nice big meaty chud floating on top.
Oh my God.
It's funny because he tosses the pots into the wind and you can see the piece of shit fly back and hit him in the chest. He's actually knocked back by poop.
I'm gonna throw up. Like, it's gonna happen.
Well, I mean, it gives you a nice sense of weight. You know what I mean? Like, that was a chunky piece of shit.
Was it steak shits?
It was a solid shit.
Matt had those this morning after we went to stuff mail us.
Did you have to stand up, turn around, and like, piss it in half?
Because you ate tons of Wagyu.
No.
What do you think?
No, I ate the Wagyu
carpaccio. He had the appetizer.
No, I did. But that was Wagyu carpaccio. He had a fucking 32-ounce porterhouse or whatever
it was. It was a 20-ounce because you wouldn't let me get the 40.
I didn't know you wrote and directed Log Jammin'.
It literally said on the menu, 40-ounce porterhouse, 2 to 3 people, and he was going to get it for himself. And then Sam was going to get one for himself, too. They were like the fucking craziest assholes ever.
He's standing there.
I'm sure they're not the first men that have done that, though.
I mean, I said I've done it before. Did it in meat and potatoes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at least we didn't bring a kazoo.
If the log lays over the bowl hole, you got to stand up and piss it in half. You ever have a tank slapper?
Ew! This is so gross. I hate talking
about this. You've never had that? That's never happened to you?
I hate talking about
this. You have never felt the cold tinge of toilet bowl water grace your butthole after you throw a turd into the bowl? Are you serious? I'm the only one? You know what? May your asshole forever be dry.
You mean like the water hits your butthole?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like the turd is so big it hits your butthole.
No. The turd is so big that it falls forward, splashing up into your butt.
You know what you have to look forward to?
I hate all of this.
Do you know what you have to look forward to?
What? Oh, my balls?
Your balls.
Yeah, I don't want to dip those.
Gingerly gracing the same poop water that
I was told.
You know what's funny, though? She says she hates hearing and talking about poop, but I was like, yep, I had the steak shifts this morning. She's like, oh,
what was it like?
Yeah. Like, no.
Soft serve?
No. I'm sorry. You came back to bed and you felt the need to tell me what it was like. And you went, it was like,
honey, there was corn in there.
You made this noise. This is the noise you made. Bloop.
You heard the plop? We've lost all our listeners, made, guys. There's no way they've hung on this part.
A noise like he makes for Duncan. Bloop.
I was like.
It was bloop. Like it was like NeNe Leakes from a Real Housewives of Atlanta. Bloop.
One single plop.
God.
Unreal.
I did nothing of the sort.
You
guys are gross.
Somebody obviously doesn't want to be out in here. She was like,
spit my drink out.
I walked in. She was like, "How was it?"
And I
was like,
"I didn't say that. I did not say she totally that. Did. I totally never did. Ask you about your poo. You're the one that feels the need to creepily look into the bathroom when I'm on the bathroom and go fat dub every time. So please."
If you just take a picture of it and send it to him, he won't have to stop in.
Oh my god, every single time. That dub.
Damn girl, you shit with that ass.
I hate it so much.
Fucking turd cutters.
I hate us. Oh my god.
You guys are just...
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Absolutely juvenile. I can't believe I know yous.
I can't wait for all of our listeners to be in the cars with their
They're not here anymore, Matt. They've gone.
They're all in the cars with their families.
Say driving, hi to your aunts.
Driving to Thanksgiving and just hearing, well, I took a fat dump this morning.
Maybe we should record the day after Thanksgiving.
All right.
Oh my god.
All right, guys, grow up. Lord. My goodness.
Grow up and go back grow to talking up. About our dick movie.
Back to Mr. Pattinson standing on a bluff covered in piss and shit. He discovers the beached body of a mermaid.
It is.
Which wakes and howls at him because he's fingering her tummy pussy.
He is not.
Oh, okay. Is Fromunda Puss better?
He's not doing that, though.
Winslow, yes, he was. He did. He put his hand inside her. He absolutely did. He absolutely did.
But yeah, he wasn't fingering her.
He's like doing something
he
weird.
He fisted her fistula. So
I feel like she opened herself up to him, though.
That's a gill, honey. Winslow flees back to the cottage, where Wake informs him the storm has spoiled the rations. Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Winslow is not worried because he thinks the tender is only a day late, but Wake says that they've been stranded for weeks. And that in the past, people have died here after being stranded for up to 7 months. The pair unearth a crate at the base of the lighthouse, which is a penis, by the way. Winslow assumes the containers reserve are full of rations, but it's just full of bottles of alcohol. Scotch.
Hell yes.
Yum. As the storm continues to rage, Winslow and Wake get drunk every night. They alternate between moments of friendship and fighting like two drunk cats in a burlap sack. They swap stories about mutiny and scurvy and murder.
And then they're like, I lied to you.
Oh, yeah.
This is the truth. I lied to you again. This is the truth.
So later, Winslow sees the one-eyed head of Wake's previous wiki in a lobster trap. One night, while drunk, Winslow confesses to Wake that his real name's Thomas Howard, and he assumed the identity of Ephraim Winslow. Ephraim Winslow is his cruel foreman in Canada, whom he deliberately allowed to drown. What? If I had a steak, I'd fuck it.
Oh, I'm so tired of you. Deaf. Goddamn farts.
You don't like me cooking? Hark! Triton! Hark! And this is like, the whole cadence here borrowed right from Moby Dick. And that's pretty much how Willem Dafoe based his delivery and cadence the entire movie. That character is based right off the pages of Moby Dick.
Okay. He told me that they captured Willem Dafoe's actual fart.
They did.
I feel that's probably right.
What did they have, like a camera on him in that bed for hours?
It's not something that he advertises, but Willem Dafoe can fart on demand. Absolutely. He's a professional.
I don't believe that.
He's a professional. A fartist, if you will. One night, Winslow tries unsuccessfully to steal the lantern room keys from Wake and contemplate some murder. Then, some montage footage of Howard sinking deeper into madness, more sweaty jerking off to the scrimshaw with fat tits. He fantasizes about missionary plowing the mermaid's tummy pussy. Oh, he can't come, so he stabs the little statue a little bit. They get drunk again, they sing, they dance, they fight. No fucking. Howard has an ominous vision of Wake accusing Howard of spilling his beans. Howard makes his way to the top of the lighthouse and is confronted by a very naked Wake. Wake is doing his best Cyclops impression and shines a purifying light into Howard's eyes. And the composition of this shot in the film was actually adapted from Sasha Schneider's 1904 painting Hypnosis. Howard freaks out. He runs to the dory. That's a boat. To try and leave the island. But Wake appears and destroys the safety boat with an axe. After chasing Howard back into the lodge, Wake claims it was Howard who chased him in and hacked up the dory, as Howard was driven mad by his confession. With no alcohol left, Howard and Wake begin drinking a concoction of turpentine and honey, and that night, a giant wave crashes through the wall of their cottage. In the morning, Howard finds Wake's logbook, in which Wake has...
logbook.
It's a log. It's a waterlogged log. He discovers that Wake has criticized him about being a drunkard and an incompetent employee and recommended that he be fired without pay. So they argue. And at one point, Winslow's like, "You and your goddamn farts. You smell like piss and jism and like rotten dick. Hot, open, fucked a farmyard shithouse." And Howard attacks Wake.
Straight from the scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jism?
Yeah,
jism.
He does say jism.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other stuff, but he definitely said jism. Yeah,
you smell like curdled foreskin, like hot onions, fucked a farmyard shithouse. He said that's a quote.
Curdled?
Howard beats Wake into submission and walks him like a dog to the hole at the base of the lighthouse. That's a penis. And buries him alive. Before losing consciousness, Wake describes a Promethean punishment that awaits those who look into the lantern, and Howard takes the keys to the lantern room. And it's just like Willem Dafoe's in a hole, being buried alive. He's got dirt showering over him, and he's telling him, don't look into the light.
What are you doing? I'm burying you. I'm alive, Brennan. Come on.
You're waking the neighbors. Howard goes to get a cigarette, and Wake returns to strike him in the shoulder with an axe. Howard disarms Wake and embeds the axe into Wake's skull with a sickening thud. He takes a swig of turpentine, heads up to the lighthouse, and in the lantern room, the Fresnel lens opens to Howard, who reaches in and violently screams in distorted terror and madness. He has witnessed pure knowledge. All information, all at once. He can't take it. He falls down the lighthouse steps. And sometime later, a barely alive Howard lies nude on the rocks with a damaged eye and a flock of gulls just pecking at his exposed organs. They gorge themselves on man flesh shitting directly into his open wound. So, you know, something to think about. To prize a film for its accessibility and ease to enjoy appeals to the basest of human desires. And the lighthouse not only remains beautiful through time, but it also challenges audiences to engage and develop intellectually and spiritually. Everything else is sugary trash. Low art is often
sugary
fun.
Sugary trash?
That's right. Low art is often fun and pleasurable, but only high art, like the lighthouse, can sustain and inspire the human condition.
I found this to be more Lovecraftian than anything.
It definitely borrows from Lovecraft, absolutely. And you know, Eggers and his brother, the other Egger.
Jonathan Eggers?
Yeah. They wrote this together on and off for a while.
I guess that's another Nolan parallel right there, yeah.
Does Nolan also have siblings?
Yeah.
Weird. So, that's The Lighthouse. What did you think, Tammy?
Well, I did stay awake for the whole thing.
You did. And very commendable. That warmed my heart.
I was really hoping that there was going to be some sort of like mania happening at the end.
Oh, they were manic.
But I thought it was going to be like, I don't know, like maybe I was looking for like the Shape of Water type of an ending.
You just wanted fish babies.
I just didn't.
Mer-woom.
I wanted, I guess, more sci-fi. I don't know. I mean, the whole like male bonding, not bonding, like I don't know. It just fell flat for me. I'm not going to pass it.
Yeah, when you guys are away on trips and stuff, this whole weekend, minus the kids, of course, they're safe and all that, but this is literally us. We're sitting there eating.
Farting.
And we're
like...
farting.
Oh, yeah.
And we're fighting and we're drinking.
And all then... he wants to have a steak, but he fancies my lobster. He likes the lobster I make, but I all look... he wants to do is fuck a steak. I think it's bullshit, really.
I look outside and your motion light is on and he's standing in front of it naked.
Sunning myself like a cat.
And then, occasionally it comes to a boil and I beat him over the head and throw him into a hole. And then you guys get back and we're all okay.
So what happens to our pets? Are our pets the seagulls?
Yes, but they have both of their eyes here.
Mm. Yeah, and I would never try and bash Lola's head into anything.
Stop it, boys. Stop it.
Could you imagine? Can you imagine Lola in there? They're attacking each other and she's like, stop it.
I'm sorry.
Pass fail, Tammy.
I do not pass this.
That's fucking lame as shit. Allie, go ahead. Go on.
Yeah, I failed.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, you
I don't
do.
Understand the. It doesn't.
I understand. It doesn't appeal to.
It doesn't.
You know.
I like Robert Eggers movies. I'm very excited for Nosferatu. I love The Witch. I love The Northman. And I understand that his movies take time, but there's usually in the ending this great ending. In The Witch, in The Northman, you're building up where you have to sit through this hour and 45 minute slog to get to this gorgeous ending. And I don't think you get that with The Northman. If it's just a naked Robert Pattinson being pecked
to death.
You mean
the
lighthouse?
The lighthouse.
I'm sorry, the lighthouse. If it's just a naked Robert Pattinson being pecked to death by seagulls. Whatevs. Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's boring. I don't ever, ever want to hear Willem Dafoe fart or jerk off. Like, it's just gross. It's just not my jam. I just don't like it. Fail.
Thank you very much for your feedback. Matt.
Oh, yeah, I still pass this movie. This fucking weird fucking thing. I still sit there and I watch it. I'm like, what the fuck did I just watch?
But
I'm
Hark!
Just like, but I'm just like, yes.
Can I also say... When you were talking about the why'd you spill your beans?
Why'd you spill your beans, Tommy?
When I first saw that movie, I was like, oh.
She thought it was literal beans.
Oh, he had a bowl of beans he spilled on the floor?
That's
like
what I thought.
She's yelling at him like he would a toddler.
I didn't realize it was metaphorical, like, why did you spill my secrets? I didn't realize that it was like that. I thought it was like that he actually spilled a can of beans. Because they're in a lighthouse, so I would just assume. Plus, he's farting all the time, so you would think there would be a lot of beans.
Were you texting at that moment? Like, I don't know where you got that from.
No, either. It wasn't. I don't even think it was when I had seen the movie. I think it was before I saw the movie, and he just kept. He had already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me,
he had already
me,
seen it, and he kept saying, why'd you spill your beans? And I was like, what's going on? And so when I went into the movie, I was like waiting for him.
Beans.
I literally was waiting for him to spill a can of beans because I was like, he kept saying, why'd you spill your beans? And I'm like, where's this can of beans?
Not everything is so literal, Allie.
And plus, Willem Dafoe kept farting all the time. So I was just like, there must be a can of beans somewhere.
Those are art farts.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, I still pass this crazy fucking, I don't know what the fuck I just watched.
Yeah, thank
you. Movie.
Clearly, two out of the four of us
you
appreciate 50, art.
50-50.
You know? I appreciate
art. You appreciate art? Oh, yeah. My God.
You don't appreciate farts.
All right. Now we are going to rank all four.
He's Batman.
Yeah.
Month movies. I did The Town. My Batman was Ben Affleck.
I did The Dark Knight. My Batman was Christian Bale.
I did From Dusk Till Dawn. My Batman was George Clooney.
I did The Lighthouse, which we just spoke about with Robert Pattinson.
Wonderful. Now,
high art Pattinson.
We are going to rank all four movies, not based off the Batman, based off of our favorite movies from favorite to least favorite or least favorite to favorite or in a random order like some people like to do apparently.
Why?
Could we also just do like an honorary category of favorite Batman of the four of them?
Of the four of them?
Yeah, of the four of them.
So we will
How can they do that when I've never seen
the Pattinson? You don't have to.
Well, then you don't have to say Pattinson.
All right, well, we are going to vote on our favorite He's Batman Month movies. And I guess you can also say which of the four Batman is your favorite. Who would like to go first?
I want
to
go first. Guido's going to go first. So, you know, my number one movie is the only Batman movie.
What?
The Dark Knight.
Oh, so Dark Knight is number one.
And then it's going to be Tammy's movie, From Dusk Till Dawn. And then it's The Town. And then it's The Lighthouse. And my favorite Batman is fucking Christian Bale.
Matt.
Fucking same. The Dark Knight, number one.
Shine?
From Dusk Till Dawn, number two. The Town, number three. Lighthouse, number four. Okay. And, favorite Batman out of the whole kit and caboodle would have to be,
Yeah, you said it already.
Yeah, fan.
Yeah.
Several times.
We got it.
Fucking same.
Tammy, do you want to go?
Oh, I already went.
Oh.
Say it.
You wrote it down. Yeah. You didn't say it, though.
Yeah.
We're an audio podcast. Number one, From Dusk Till Dawn. Number two, The Dark Knight. Number three, The Town. Number four, Lighthouse.
Do you have a favorite Batman of the four?
I mean, I think I would like to... I'm DTF Ben Affleck.
So I'm gonna...
It's like you, like, blacked out for a minute, thought about
because
what I said.
Because she was fucking Ben Affleck in her mind.
Yeah, I'm gonna say same in ranking and fuckability for Ben.
Okay.
So one, Dusk Till Dawn, two, Dark Knight, three, Tan, four, The Lighthouse, and I personally do like Ben Affleck as Batman. Tammy, who's the winner?
The winner is From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh my God! Hey. George Clooney is the worst Batman, but the
Vamper best, Tits
the
wins.
Best that he's Batman month.
Wonderful!
Congratulations.
Worst past Batman.
Matt,
gets the best
did you
movie.
Have a good birthday month?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
No, I'm sorry. I had a great time. It was great talking about Batman with all of you. It was a lot of fun. All
right, well, just change each other's chamber pots next time instead.
Listen, if there's poop in his...
Ew.
Do you think
so
it, like...
Disgusting.
Do you think he can, like, thumps the sides as he carry it? You know what I mean?
Being a nurse who carries a commode bucket, it doesn't.
So, it doesn't?
No.
You don't... You get a hard, meaty chungus in there, and you can't feel it bang up against the sidewall?
No.
Bang up? Why is it, like, so solid like
that? If it's
that?
Slosh. I mean, you got piss and shit is floating in the piss in the bed pot, okay?
Oh, my God.
There's no floating.
There's no floating. Interesting. No. Allie, quid pro quo?
There we go.
You're the worst.
So,
I am a piece of shit, 100%.
We are entering into the month of December. We're going to do holiday movies, but we are going to do... The theme is... Our favorite Christmas movies. We are all of the Christian faith. None of us are Jewish. Let's just put it that way.
We all just celebrate Christmas.
We all just celebrate Christmas. So we're all going to pick our favorite Christmas movies. So you will not have to hear me talk about the third iteration of Black Christmas, even though I would love to because it's a feminist Black Christmas. But I have picked my favorite Christmas movie came out in 1983. It was directed by Bob Clark. It stars Peter Billingsley, Melinda Dillon, and Darren McGavin. It is A Christmas Story. You can watch it literally every fucking second of the day in the month of December and November. So I'm not going to tell you where you can watch it because it's on everywhere.
Pretty sure it's in the Library of Congress too.
Yeah. We are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. You can suggest a theme month on our social media or by sending us an email. And please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next month, happy Thanksgiving. And thank you for listening.
Bye.